Welcome back to the Inn at the End, friends. Our troopers are already at their table, getting underway. Why don't you go join them? I'll bring you a drink.
Welcome to the Inn at the End, the Internet's number one D&D show. I'm your host, Alex. Your DM with me is...
Dash is Valen.
Caleb is Simon.
Milo is Ace.
It is Ben.
And last we left the boys of Quilton Bay, they had just gotten out of the Underdark and the Undersea into the desert wastes. Let the adventure begin.
We didn't look at each other for that one. There was no synchronicity.
I've never looked at anyone.
I never.
No. I can't look you guys in the eye when I'm doing that.
Are you the only one who's looking at us?
For sure.
Wait a minute. I think I accidentally just moved into a parallel universe. This is one of the signs that I'm in the wrong
universe.
You've
shifted. Yeah.
Well, it's because usually we play with Rhett, who sits in the chair.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're Rhett who sits on the floor.
This is floor Rhett.
Yeah, ground Rhett.
Oh, yeah. And that sucks.
No, I've
dude,
always
you're
sat
also
on the
not
floor.
Funny here.
Damn.
Okay. Good zinger. I'm feeling at home.
I'm kidding.
So it's not
funny.
Too far away.
That was your totem.
Reality.
That's him burning you was your totem.
Yeah.
Instead of a little top, it's a roast from Dash.
Good. I'm only three iterations off of my timeline.
Off the central curve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But can we get a recap? Maybe?
Absolutely.
Okay. Cool.
You guys had a fun time at a vampire's mansion deep underground. Got to save Helena, Valen's mother, from certain death.
Ace's mom, too.
Money.
Ace's motherly figure.
Yeah.
And descended. No, ascended is what you call
ascended.
That. Ascended.
Emerged.
Emerged.
Ooh, I like it.
Like the Chilean miners.
wow.
Into the hot desert of the wastes. And you parted ways with the two dwarves that brought you there. They took their payment. They unstrapped Simon from
Thank
one
you.
Of the
yeah.
carts that they were hauling with their ant guys. And you are all headed down the western path towards the town, the Port of Stone.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Hot. Literally.
It's really Big Craig hot. Is here.
Yeah.
Helen is here.
Yes, Big
Craig. Oh, Helena too.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Trying to think if there's any other stragglers. I think that's it. I think those are the two you
no,
have
left
with you.
Everybody else
yeah, because Corgan and Dorgan, yeah, they're all...
Yeah,
boat side,
and the other kid that
Morgan
was training, yeah,
was that the yeah?
That's right.
So yeah, you guys
I'm here
are
with all the ghosts that haunt me.
Yeah,
about halfway.
I'm with you guys always,
or half
and forever, man.
To the Port of Stone.
I love you.
I'll lead you through everything that we come across, and we'll defeat it together with me as your rock, as your solid bro.
Are you giving us this speech?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I'll do.
He's dehydrated.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's hilarious.
I think
somebody
water.
Here,
I think
here.
He's a bit dehydrated. I'm gonna do my inspiring leader for everyone.
Ooh,
yeah.
So everyone gets
just gonna
plus eight.
Sign your name to Ace's speech.
Has that changed with the level up, or is that?
Oh, you know what? Oh my gosh,
that's a good question.
Caleb, let
I don't
me check.
Think so. Because
is it a spell that you use to do it?
It's a feat.
Okay.
I only know that because every time I look at it, I'm like, that would be so useful. Luckily,
yes,
we have it.
My level plus my charisma modifier, so it's 9.
Oh, fantastic.
Fuck yeah. Glad I asked, you fuckers.
Okay.
We are a different universe.
Yeah.
Caleb never stands up for himself.
Guys,
dude, this is a different universe. I don't like it.
It's that dagger. It's that cursed dagger.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, it's turning you into a douchebag.
Yeah.
I sent you a real dagger, and that also tells you you're cool.
That's why
world.
I feel so cool.
Yeah.
So cursed.
I have a ridiculous amount of health now. I have 74 health right this second.
Dang.
And I can rage, so I take half damage. So
that's really good.
Is that with the plus?
With
9?
The plus 9, yeah.
So yeah, in a barroom brawl, you've got 150 HP.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
essence,
it's pretty Whoa. Intense.
Yeah.
Oh, because of rage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I now have 65.
Ooh.
No, I have 75 now.
Nice.
You have more than me? I don't like that.
He's a paladin.
Well, with the plus nine.
With the plus nine, I have 70.
Yeah, see?
Cool. Well, you still have a lot, too, then.
Yeah.
Simon?
Yeah.
Simon doesn't have as much.
No.
No. Doesn't need it.
Yeah.
Doesn't need it.
I don't think I've been hit in the last three encounters, so... Because I'm always... I know. I should say this, but
that's what rangers are for, though.
Exactly, I stay
you
put
fight
well out of
range.
Dangers. Yes.
And I have...
And I've gone down almost every fight.
Yeah, you are definitely the tank of the...
But that's what paladins do.
Whether
beat to shit.
You got to go in, use your divine smites, and then get wailed on.
And then get wailed on, and everyone just dances around. It's fine.
I've almost died.
That's pretty much what I do. Yeah, I dance around a lot.
Pretty sure you...
Yeah, you're very quick.
All right, so we're in the desert.
Pretty low
you're in the desert. On a beaten path, heading west.
I look around. Is there anything interesting or dangerous around us?
Giant bouncing rock?
Giant bouncing rock.
Yeah. Specifically
oh my God.
I do not want to look at this.
No, that's very... That's
I use my detect bouncing rock feat.
Oh, that's right.
No, that
give me
like
a perception check or a survival check as you're kind of walking through. Cool.
We shouldn't go to the dancing rock.
Well, that ain't good.
Yeah, no, I think the dancing rock would be utterly useless to look at.
I agree.
You said survival or what?
Perception. Taking a look around or survival would be
12.
Like checking on tracks and things like that. 12. Nothing seems out of place. This seems like a fairly newly beaten road.
Okay.
So there's signs of like construction material on the sides of the road sometimes. But as you're walking through, nothing catches your eye.
Okay.
To the north, some like big dune hills, and past that's a big old mountain range. To the south is a huge like canyon, miles south of you guys right now.
Cool.
And then to the west, you can see parts of the ocean. You know, you see
beautiful.
That is in the distance.
What time of day are we talking?
Midday.
Okay.
It's always a good
That's
answer.
That's a safe, yeah. Because you can make it last as long or as short
right.
as you want.
I meant early midday.
Right.
Or
okay.
I meant late midday.
Yes. So we can get some stuff done.
So,
still.
Yeah. Early midday, summertime.
Guys, when we get back to town, right, I've come up with all these really great ideas that have kind of like bolstered our abilities and stuff. Mm. As long as you guys are cool with it, I think we should maybe go and visit your mom now, since we're just hanging out with all the moms.
Mm.
And I point to Ben.
Yeah, I have been worried about her since we left Quilton Bay.
Well, especially since that vision showing... The grove where you,
right?
You, right.
Teller's
I mean,
call.
Like that didn't come up for no reason,
right? Perhaps Melora's guiding our way.
Did we get an idea or a scrying or whatever of how to get there by a boat?
You know, I think we did.
I feel like that was one of the things that we got. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There were some adornments to the ship that you could do, and some prayers
that's right.
to speak that would get you there. Same kind of way you got to the Port of Stone.
Ben, is your mom is still in Quilton Bay, right?
No. She's at this Teller's Call, some sort of like druidic
right,
grove
right.
or like Melora's Grove type.
Well, we're heading there anyways. I think that's probably a good place for my mom to find, you know, some
Yeah, I
respite.
Think...
Yes, Helena, is that something you would like?
She was talking to Big Craig. Didn't catch that.
Oh.
I was like, oh, sorry, what was that?
Teller's Cove. You want to go there and be safe?
Call.
Yes,
Cove.
Yes. If we could get to Teller's Call, me and the other acolytes of the lighthouse have been staying there since we left Quilton.
This guy thinks he's our leader.
And he's making up new words.
I know this. I think he's just trying to gaslight us. Teller's cool.
but
gotta keep those Swifties on my side.
Yes.
I don't think they're there.
I can find my way there myself if need be, but I would love to have some bodyguards, some people to protect me.
Of
and
course
some
I'll
more
protect
time
you, Mom.
With you, Val.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
And I like reach out and pat
course.
Her hand.
She kind of just pats your hand and says... We should talk about
Pats
your mother later.
I remove his hand away.
Yes, Fallon.
Good Lord.
No, I just, you know, it would be good to get some, you know, time to talk, I guess.
Absolutely.
You know, on the travels, but I do think that we'll, you know, obviously part ways once we get to Teller's Cove.
Of course. Yes. Yes, there seems many things that you all must do.
You said you wanted to talk about my mom, though.
Yes, we should probably tonight, over dinner or something.
Okay.
He just got real nervous.
All right.
And then I just kind of like stare off into the desert and begin walking.
The look on your face, Milo, was priceless.
Can I do like an insight on my mom? Can I tell what when she says that about his mom? Mm-hmm. If it's like a... Okay. Oh, I guess... Oh, gosh.
To me, it sounded like she's just trying to set boundaries with Ace.
I thought she was going to be like, your mother is at the heart of all of this.
It's 16.
16.
She is addressed you.
You know your mother pretty well. She's talking to Ace in a way, just to a supportive way of seeing, you know, a lost soul and wanting to provide help and counsel too.
Okay, cool.
Like she, you know, has done for many, many people of Quilton.
Yeah.
Out of character, I feel like I have to say that because I don't do voices. Have we talked to her about the eggs yet?
She doesn't know. You have.
We talked to her about quite a bit. Yeah.
Okay.
To determine nothing new.
She was not involved.
Except she was. She did help us verify that my mom might be at Teller's Call, and she explained what Teller's Call might be too.
Hold on. Because
that's how she heard about. Teller's Call was from your mother, from Ben's mother.
Back in character. Can I ask you a question by chance?
Of course.
What happened after we left as a group from Quilton Bay? Do you happen to know? Can you give us a...
When you each left?
Yeah, when
like
we...
3 years ago?
Yeah. Is that how long it's been?
It's been at least
1 week,
and a half?
I think.
She wasn't there when we left.
Where was she?
She was looking for Valen.
No,
because she didn't know.
She was at Teller's Call when you got back to Quilton.
Oh.
That was a few months back.
Right.
A month or two back.
So
she
basically...
She's been at Teller's Call for about a year.
So what happened in between... Wait, what?
She's been away from Quilton for a year.
So she was there for a year after we...
How long have we been gone?
From Quilton recently, a couple of months.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
and then before that, it was all more sporadic.
Because they had their split up.
Right.
And 3 years ago, we all left. You stayed.
Right.
So you would know more than her about.
Okay. Well, Helena, let me tell you what happened.
Names don't mean anything anymore.
Yeah, it really does. Words. Okay. Never mind then.
No worries. You guys are headed down the path, and as the sun, you know, starts to settle towards the horizon, that's what that's called, you start approaching the Port of Stone from the south, kind of coming from the west and south, the southern part of the city. You see the smoke plumes from the different buildings and houses there, and as you crest kind of the ridge that lets you go down this long stone staircase into town. Town doesn't seem quite as busy as last time you were here. There's not a lot of chatter and, you know, excitement in the air. The docks you see are about half vacant from what you remember last time. And there's a good few dozen ships that are just outside, just, you know, a few miles out from the Port of Stone itself.
That's
but you're at the top of this long staircase that goes to the gatehouse to the southern part
of
the town.
Do the ships look like a blockade? Can
Not a
I
blockade.
Roll like a perception?
Yeah, go ahead and make a perception check.
There's a coastal.
And I do a perception of like town activity, like the hustle and bustle?
Yeah.
To see, like.
Yeah. Get a listen.
Yeah. Can I perceive what the ghosts are doing?
Oh God! Did COVID hit? Is that what's going on? Oh no!
Everyone's in their own cabins.
Yeah.
It did. Yeah, I got a 2. All
right.
17.
17. And you're specifically listening to
like anything about the lack of commotion in town. Like that's kind of what I'm focused on right now.
Yeah. Walking down the stairs for a bit, you hear, ever so often, there's some noise. some sort of commotion or clattering of things, but then is silent afterwards. You know, every few minutes something happens in the city that echoes through. And another thing you catch is there's just this pervasive sound, and it gets louder as you're getting closer, but it's just feels like it's very far off, but all around you. And it's just this slight buzzing sound in the air.
I don't mention the sound. I think at this point, Simon thinks it's like in his ears, like tinnitus or something. But Simon does pipe up and say, does this town seem a little bit quieter than it used to?
What was that about my mom?
There's ghosts literally howling in my ears. I
didn't say anything about your mom.
Yeah, no, there's something eerie about this place. It's not like it was, you know, the last time we were here. It was much more bustling. I don't know. Can I see people on the street?
From where you are, you don't see anybody on the street. You're still, you know, the whole town's pretty big. The gatehouse where you are doesn't look like there's anybody down there.
Like, not typical of nighttime, because it is nighttime.
No, I would say the sun is setting in a couple of hours. So you still have a few hours of daylight.
He said it was early midday when we...
That's right. So sorry, yeah. It was early midday before, yeah.
He just said that the sun was going down. So he'll fill it. It's fine. It is going soon.
And Simon, like, you notice him kind of like rubbing his ears every.
And do we all hear this off, this buzzing off in the distance?
I don't think you do. Yeah.
I hear ghosts buzzing.
And Simon rubs his ears again.
Yeah, right there, Simon.
And after just a little bit, it's hard to hear it anymore. It just blends into the background.
Huh. No, Ben, I don't know what it was. I think I'm fine now.
Mm. I mean, I have an idea of what I think it is, but my character doesn't know.
I think we can get a read on what's going on if we go talk to Brooch.
All right.
And Corgan and Dorgan.
Yeah.
Do we see them? Are they
exactly
part of
Ben. It's hard to make out specific ships from where you are out on the docks.
Gotcha.
Exactly.
Are there ships at the docks?
There's ships at the docks.
Okay. So, yeah. I thought when you said that there are like none of the all the ships at the docks are just now out.
There's about half the ships that you saw are gone.
Alrighty.
The docks are still
half
full.
Of that, looks like.
All right. Let's.
He said half empty, but I'm saying they're half full.
Yeah. Because that's the kind of guy he is. That's why we have him on the team. Yeah.
Guys,
keep us all positive.
I just had an idea. I think we should go see Brooch.
Hmm.
Brilliant idea.
Yeah. It would be nice to... If we go see Brooch, he could tell us what's going on.
Yeah.
I know. That's what I just said. So.
Plus, I'm worried about Corgan and Dorgan.
Why? What do you think they...
Because
wouldn't
they're
be
like
safe?
War brothers.
Well, I mean, we've
no,
kind
I just
of,
worry about all of our friends.
We've also grown a little fond of them. They are, you know, hired muscle, but...
Well, I don't mean like, I don't care about them. I just mean like, why specifically you... Like, are you...
They're the closest things to friends we've made out here.
Yeah, we can be concerned for our friends, right?
Guys, lay off, okay? I was
I'm not judging you. I'm not worried about their physical well-being. I'm just worried about
them. You didn't mention Brooch, and I just, you know.
They don't do well without things to hurt, you know.
That's true.
I mean, they might appreciate the damage.
You guys make your way to the bottom steps into the little small courtyard of the gatehouse. Usually this is where you would check in and tell them what your business is going on, and no one seems to be here.
Mm. Convenient.
Bit of wind blows some, you know,
tumbleweeds
across, but, you know, coastal
near
tumbleweeds.
Desert. Yeah,
you see sometimes just come off the cliff above.
All right, this place looks extra empty.
Yeah. As you walk through, you approach one of the main, like one of the squares, one of these intersecting areas, and there's a busted fountain there with all these cracked stone slabs that have old prophecies on them.
Mm. Oh.
Like the ones you saw before. Yeah, Whenever the prophecy is done, it seems they smash these stones.
Okay.
But one is still set in on the top of the fountain with, you know, that's still intact. And it seems this is the current prophecy.
Okay.
And it just says, stay indoors.
Mm. Oh.
Great.
Well, the last one was true. Maybe we should heed the
Let's go to the boat and figure
prophecy.
It out.
All right.
Well, yeah, you guys know your way to where you were docked.
Is there a market nearby?
Yeah. Like, yeah, there's all kinds of like little markets.
Okay,
that is not the town.
One that sells like herbs and plants.
What do you need herbs and plants?
Probably find one easily.
Just lay off,
is the
buddy.
Inn that we stay in that we've stayed
safe
in
travels?
Yeah, is that
that's on like
on the
north side of town?
We'll go to the boat first.
Yeah.
Well, Simon's gonna peel off and go to this herbarium.
Okay,
Simon.
Hang on, guys. I gotta pick something up real quick.
Go out on your. I'll come with you. Okay. You guys go to the boat. We'll meet you at the boat.
That's fine.
Okay.
I go, sorry.
And, yeah, well, I guess we'll go to the boat.
Go check on the boat.
Helena.
We're definitely going to fight Grav.
Oh, I know. I 100% know this.
We come back, there's just darkness over the boat. We know what's going
on.
That's
how you know there's a fight happening.
It's like the sock on the doorknob kind of a thing.
When the boat's a rocking, don't come a knocking.
We're fighting Grav.
All right. So yeah, the two of you split off. Simon, you remember a little market that's just north of here that you're hoping to find a little herb supplier for.
Yeah,
let's make this quick though. Okay, this is making me kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, I
respect
the prophecy.
Yeah, they were right about the salting the meat before.
Yeah,
and we should probably be inside.
Yeah, I'm not looking to be reckless right now.
All right, so you guys make your way.
Quickly.
To
maybe a little reckless,
but... a market. Well, you know, you see a couple of stalls that are knocked over. Stuff's just kind of strewn about.
This is not good.
You hear a bit of commotion on the like east side of the market. Something falls over. You take a look around, and it's just a ghost town.
You see what you need. Let's just grab it and go.
You take a look at like some of the buildings and homes that are nearby, and you see all of their windows have things covering them. All the shutters are shuttered. All the doors are shut.
I call it, hello? Can someone help me, please?
Echoes through the open market.
Just grab it and we'll go. I don't think anyone's going to take your money or anything. We need to get out of here, I'm thinking.
Yeah, this is really weird. Okay.
Let me go knock on this door. And I go and I knock on one of the doors that's shuttered.
Yeah, glad there's a little building nearby. You knock on the door. No answer.
Hmm. Well, I need some stuff. I'm gonna leave some money here. I hope that's okay. Any response?
Nothing.
Okay.
It's just for fun.
Are you sure there's no response?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I am looking for like whatever the in-game equivalent is of tobacco or
easy enough
marijuana.
Easy enough to find.
Okay.
In a market like this, yeah.
Yeah.
This is what you split the group for?
Yes.
Just to get high?
100%.
This is cool. 100%. This is cool, Simon. This is what
right.
he does
I
now.
Forgot. This is cool, Simon.
He
now.
Fucking smokes Havanic spirits or whatever you want to call them and...
Swisher, but
yeah. There's a stall that's got like you know brass and copper hookahs.
Yeah,
sells
so,
you know all kinds of tobacco.
So first stop is the plant stuff.
Yeah, they've got that there.
Get that. Yeah. Okay, and then is there like one of those? I need some rolling papers and one of actually I was gonna say one of those things that helps you roll it.
But you don't.
Yeah,
you're gonna learn to roll it on your
Simon
cool.
wants to learn how to roll it
He's
properly.
He's gonna be like Tom and Jerry and just one hand roll,
bloodshot eyes,
smoke it in one
with
one puff.
Yep.
So cool. And I try to leave. Actually, you know what? I don't know that I have any actual money. So I leave some potatoes.
Okay. Wow. Leave some potatoes.
Yep.
Wow.
Hey. People can eat them.
How are you going to smoke your stuff now?
Yeah, I've got an apple. It's okay. I've got a soda can.
All right. So you got your smokes?
Yeah, I got my stuff. Did you need anything else, Ace? This is really creeping me out. And I don't.
You came here just to get some smokes? I mean, I could have given you some smokes.
We literally have a whole barrel of tobacco.
Yeah.
Guys, I need my own.
Dude, all right, let's go.
I needed my apple, lucky apple.
We're
going
to have to get that dagger away from you.
All right.
You guys we wakes up,
we're all
as,
holding him down.
As like, I have 45 feet of movement, and I'm with a cat. I mean, we can probably catch up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're headed towards the docks as well. You got your little detour. As you're headed out of the market, though, you notice one of the doors is open, and of like one of these roads you're going down, and you see there's a guy out in the middle of the road that's like grabbing some bag and rushes towards that door.
Hey!
He looks over to you.
What's going on here?
Stay indoors! And rushes into the building and closes the door.
I walk up to the door and I call through the door. Sandors? What?
Stay indoors? The tablet, oh. You gotta stay.
The prophecy, right?
Yeah, whatever's going on, it's no good. You guys should probably get to wherever you need to go. And
should we come stay? In?
Do
we
no, have, not
do,
in here.
Do we have time to get to safety?
I don't know.
We just got here, so we are going to do the prophecy because we believe in it.
Then get indoors.
I salted
Those
all my
things
meat.
Will get you. I don't know what is going on out there. We're just waiting.
Did they clean up all of the monsters that...
When you left, you noticed they started to. There's okay. still a fair amount of okay. like guts and stuff that are just in the streets.
If
we helped kill like some of these too. Like we're heroes. I'm a badass.
Okay. find a place to stay stay in there. Don't go to the inn.
Why not the inn?
Try not to head north.
North.
What's
the north part of town seems rough. Like,
well, that's where we're going, so thanks for the advice. And I grab
Simon
and like, come on, dude, we gotta go.
okay.
I have a feeling Brooch is at that inn.
You think?
Well, yeah, that's where we stayed before.
Is the boat on the way to the inn?
Well, the boat doesn't have
no
any
boats
indoors.
At the docks.
Right.
The boat doesn't have indoors, so.
That's a good point. Okay.
Doesn't it, though? It has a captain's quarters.
Mm-hmm. It's got a quarters.
Oh, it does have.
It's, Brooch has indoors.
Yeah, the rest of us have to sit out on that.
Exactly.
I'm not convinced Brooch isn't with the boat, so I'm going
to...
No,
we're going to go to the boat because that's where we're going to meet our friends first. But I'm saying he's probably at least
you're probably right.
Are
knowing,
at the inn. Yeah. And if the inn is screwed up, we got to get there. And
there's an below decks because that's where me and Val were when Grav came out of the boat.
I think we ought to let's
that's true.
Hurry on to the
it's
boat.
It's really small.
No,
boat.
you were in his quarters.
Were we?
You were in Bridge's quarters. Yeah.
Okay. Because I thought. I
and if you weren't, I'm changing it to that. There's okay. no. There's some under storage, but there's no.
I thought it was just like
sleeping.
Yeah. Not like comfortable.
Yeah.
But I'm a zombie.
I mean, maybe you guys were making out
a crawl
there.
Space.
Yeah, we were definitely.
We were. But yeah, it's like where barrels and stuff go.
We were prone.
Yeah.
You were prone. Yeah.
We were
close quarters.
And grapple.
Carnally prone.
Prone
and grapple. Prone.
So do you want to go back to the boat or you want to go to the...
Well, yeah, we're going to... Simon!
You just made it sound like you wanted to go to the tavern. I wanted to make sure we're going to the boat. We're
Let's
going
go to the boat.
To the boat.
Okay. You guys catch up and I'd say the group of you with how quick that went, you meet up at the dock.
Before we get to them, I want to roll a cigarette, a tobacco cigarette.
Okay.
Give
me a sleight of hand check.
Okay.
Sleight of hand, nice.
See how
you're
nice.
Doing this while you're walking, you know.
Oh, well, cocked.
We're speedily walking.
Yeah.
So.
And quickly, too. Yeah.
There we go.
You put too much tobacco in. You look like an idiot.
Oh, you just wait, buddy. What was I adding?
Sleight of hand. So dexterity plus proficiency.
19.
19? Yeah. Not one-handed.
No. It's
not,
my
not
first
there
time.
Yet, but... Yeah, you get a couple roll.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
And I store the others in my little pocket. And
easy enough.
No.
I slow down.
I'm up here.
No, I keep them on the inside. I keep them on the inside.
Fine. All right.
And I slowly walk up, casually smoking a cigarette.
Okay.
Hey, so, guys. Yeah. So we visited the marketplace, and it seems like we should maybe not head northward in this town. And
you were literally too young to smoke in Quillen
I blow
Bay.
Smoke straight into his face. Say that again, Ben.
Simon's going to show up with a fucking nose ring and a fade. I'm going to be like, what happened to you?
I don't need to breathe, so go ahead. Plus, I'm old enough to smoke.
All right, did you guys find Brooch?
I blow it straight into his eye socket. You guys watch it come out of his ears.
You're like on the...
We haven't gotten to the actual boat yet, yeah. But we're about
on
to.
The stairs that can go down to the dock.
Boy, you guys walk real slow.
Remember.
We'll deal with this later, guys. Let's go.
No, we will have to deal with this later.
I think we need to deal with this now.
No. It's look, this is...
We need to find out what's going on with the
this
Brooch.
Is not
I
our
leave.
Concern. We have to...
All right.
Why are you
I follow him. All I don't right. care about this. I don't care about this. I just go to the boat.
My character, right. Orby, does not care. If
fine. Me. I'll walk too, but I just think that it's really bizarre that we're okay with him smoking a cigarette. That's not only really bad for his health, his feline tabaxi health, they have very sensitive lungs.
It's in the name, tabaxi.
Damn. Yeah.
I mean, it's his body. It's
he's
his
smoking
choice.
That waxy tabaxi. You know what I'm saying?
That's fine. He can smoke. I don't give a shit about this.
As you guys are walking down the dock,
it's filterless.
Taking a look at the
finally something
different.
They're menthols. You look like an idiot.
The one thing.
Taking a look at the different boats here. You see some of them, there's people that have boarded them up inside and they're staying inside the boats.
Oh.
Some of them are like half sunken, some sort of damage and ill repair has not kept them afloat. And you get to where you guys had the boat and it's not there.
Oh, shit.
You walk down and you double check and you get to the end of the dock and you kind of look at the other docks nearby and you do the math and you find the spot where Brooch's boat was supposed to be and it's not there.
Is there any kind of like scopes or anything that we can see the boats out in the bay?
Yeah, put a quarter in.
Yeah, put a quarter in.
Gotcha. I see some seagulls and some seals.
I mean, he flies flags.
Usually
of some
there's
kind.
Like an old wizard here that lets you do that. He's got one, but he's not here today.
Yeah.
Charges two copper.
All right, yeah, so what do you guys think? We just going to swim away from here?
No, let's go to the inn, because that's probably where Dork and Ork are.
You literally told us earlier not to go to the inn.
No.
No, I said we need to probably go to the inn.
We should probably go to the inn next. And I mean, at least to get somewhere inside we could feasibly
get inside.
Yeah,
we don't
want
to be outside. People are really not wanting to be outside the prophecy thing.
So full disclosure, though, the guy that we talked to around town, he did say that we should steer clear of the inn. Mm.
Well, where else
but
are we going
to
go, guys?
Yeah, but realistically...
We have to go to the inn.
I mean, somebody told you not to do something, so it sounds like you really want to do it anyway, right?
Simon takes a slow drag off a cigarette.
All right,
yeah,
let's
man.
Go. Let's go to the inn.
In his rebellious phase.
Yeah. You guys head on...
Two
Rumspringa.
I love this. Yeah. I fucking love this.
You head back to the dock, to the... Quay, I think that's what that's called.
Key.
That was Key.
Yeah.
That's the part that connects like the town to
yeah.
the docks.
Yeah, yeah. The Key.
Yeah. So you walk up
but
the
it's
stairs.
But it's spelled weird with a Q.
Q U A Y. Yeah. Yeah. At the top of the stairs is a woman, middle-aged, kind of looks down at you with a smile.
You should probably get indoors, ma'am.
How come? It's such a nice day outside.
Supposedly there's a prophecy come down from the seer.
Oh, sure. We heard all about that. No, it's fine. It's safe. What are you all doing here?
We're going indoors. Would you like to accompany us?
Fantastic. Yes, we're having a whole meeting. We're having a celebration. Is that what it's called? When you're excited for something.
Right.
Are you...
Like a festival.
Like a festival, yes. I'm supposed to bring more people if I can. We're waiting for the Storm Herald, is what he's called. Mm. He's coming to town, apparently.
Does that ring a bell?
You haven't heard it.
Does it ring a bell?
No, you haven't heard it.
On the seas.
I think the term is generic enough that you've heard it in like stories.
Yeah, yeah.
But nothing hits a chord.
We know what Herald is and what storms are.
We have to go to the inn first. We believe.
That's where we're having the celebration.
Oh, perfect. That's great. Perfect.
Fantastic.
Great. So yeah, let's go.
I'll take you there. I'll take you.
What does this person look like?
She looks like a crazy old fucking
yeah.
bat.
And Helena's like kind of taking a little stance behind
oh, yeah.
a little bit, Val, and just is a little uneasy.
Can I do an insight?
Yeah, can I do an insight?
Can
as
I
well?
Do an insight?
I'm ready to go to the end. So.
Oh, for sure.
That's a 10.
14.
10. 14.
Nine.
She seems nice enough.
Well,
it's hard to tell what.
Yeah, she's definitely.
Yeah, from this, it's.
So, here's the thing, guys. Before Bridge picked me up and dealt with some of these kind of culty wackos.
Culty wackos? I'm not a culty wacko.
Who are the other people that are joining you for this celebration?
Oh, we're trying to get the whole town involved. They seem a bit scared.
Well, yeah, what is the celebration
there
about?
There is a prophecy that you should be indoors.
What's the celebration about?
Okay, well, that's from the monster. That's from the whoever's upstairs on the hill. I don't trust that. I never
they're
have.
Pretty consistent. Like,
remember the salt you
meat? Yeah, I salted my meat and it helped keep.
That was pretty important.
All of this from falling apart. See those dead monsters up there?
We killed all those
dead.
I think
that would have been fine anyways.
I don't think so because
I don't think there's anything
all of the salted meat like made it so those things got weakened and we were able to defeat them. And
regardless, there's somebody coming called the Storm Herald. Do you really want to be outside when that happens?
Yes, he is supposed to be the herald from Melora. He's going to bring her.
He's definitely an imposter. I'll tell you that right now. No.
No, he is not an imposter. His name is Alistair. He is the Storm's herald.
No.
And what was it? He's Alistair... going to be an avatar for her here on Haven.
Alistair's a bad guy.
Okay. No, he's a very good guy.
Is he here? Have you seen him?
He's coming.
He is coming. Yes, guys, he's Alistair coming. Is coming here.
Yeah. And that's why I want to bring you guys to the... To the inn. That's where we're
yes, we'll go to the
gathering
inn
and
we'll,
get our friends. There's some work to do.
You know
and
when Alistair comes here, we'll greet him.
Have you seen our two friends at the inn?
I don't.
Two big orcs.
Probably, yeah. I bet they're there.
Two big orcs.
Why don't you?
Do they like Melora and all the good things
they
she
don't
does?
Really care.
Why don't you go ahead? We're gonna just discuss a couple of things and then we'll meet you there for
wait.
The celebration.
No, I can wait. It's totally fine.
It's kind of a private matter. I've got some personal issues going on. I think I would
so
rather.
Sorry about that.
I'm
Did
so
you
sorry about that.
Need help with that?
He
I'm sure the group
started,
would be. Would but, we could do a session? Or,
he really he
or
recently
talk
started
it out?
Smoking.
It's
so.
Really with my friends. I appreciate
I think
your.
We can all be friends.
Would you let your son smoke?
Would I let my son smoke?
Right.
If that's what he wants to do, then yeah.
So I think it's fine. Let's go to the inn.
Let's go to the inn.
Let's get in the inn.
Yeah. At the end. All right.
Hey, he said the thing. He said it.
A little plug.
Hey, that's fun. Hey, you're listening to the Inn at the End podcast here.
All right. We'll follow you to the inn. I do want to let you know that we're more familiar with this Alistair character than anyone else, and we know that he is actually, he does not have good intentions.
What are his intentions if not good? He speaks for Melora.
You know, he's literally a deceitful.
He's a false
you'll
prophet.
See
I think this
false
is,
we,
is all
a good
just
word.
Lies
I like
us, that others people
us
tell
will
you.
Greet him, all right? And you will see.
We're all going to greet him when he gets here.
Yeah, he's going to eat your soul and we're going to murder him for it.
I don't
it's
think
fine.
That's going to
happen.
It's
fine. Let's go. And I turn and start walking towards the inn.
If any, okay.
All right. We just go to the inn. Let's just do it.
So we're doing group suicide. Is that what?
So what's
plan?
Your name, old lady?
Nella.
Nella. All right. Are we at the inn yet?
You're headed towards the inn. Headed through the city.
taking a
circuitous route. You see, every so often, there's people that kind of run off in the distance.
Have you seen
hide into houses?
More?
Wait, like at the sight of us walking to the inn?
No, just like, you don't even just know if they, you don't know if they even see you.
Okay,
just kinda, like,
people
down,
are just
down
shuddering
block,
and
just
scurrying off. And
somebody running.
Kind of okay,
yeah.
This is giving me uneasy feelings.
Yeah,
like
and, both and me, right. Caleb,
on
and
that
yeah.
Note, on that note, Helena kind of just quietly to you, Val, goes, "I don't trust this. If this has anything to do with Alistair and what's going on with this city, I." Don't think we should go there.
Oh, no, this is most certainly going to be very dangerous.
Perhaps.
I see.
But we do have to confront him. And if we can save these people, we should definitely try.
I mean,
That is honorable. That is a good thing to do.
We're heroes.
Sorry, was that at Helena?
Yeah.
I would say that she was trying to quietly talk to her son in this moment. If you want to give me a perception check to just see if you caught
no
that.
No need. Don't even bother.
Yeah, it's a seven.
I don't think that you caught that.
I still just say it out loud.
You just say, we're heroes.
Yeah, we're heroes.
Gotcha. Okay.
He's talking to Nella.
You are heroes. Sorry, well, where were we?
Uncertain of us going to the inn. You
yes.
think this is going to be bad?
I just don't trust it, and I haven't had time to think on it or even try and view any sort of future that there might be here. My first step in this would be to talk to the Gorgon, to the Medusa, to the Grandor herself. This is her town.
That's actually not a bad idea. Well, let me run it by the guys.
Okay.
Fellas.
Well, yeah, we're heroes.
Are we able to have a conversation without Nella? Like
she's keeping very close to you all. She seems very comfortable to be around, and any Nella. Sort of kind of like social distancing, social like posturing to keep her away. She just breaks in through into the group and says, "It's just there."
Nella.
Yes, it's this way.
We'd like to have a private conversation momentarily. I'm sure you understand.
Absolutely, yes. Go ahead.
Please take a step back.
And she kind of takes a half step back. Is this fine? Still want to be able to hear you guys.
We know where the inn is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes, great.
So if you'd like to go there, we'll meet you there.
I'm fine to stay.
Simon pulls out his dagger.
Oh, whoa, hey, hey.
Oh, all right.
God,
all right.
I think that tobacco has really clouded your judgment here.
Do you pull it out menacingly?
No, like subtly, but noticeably, if that makes sense.
Gotcha. That's a fine weapon.
Thank you. And I take one last drag off the cigarette, and I throw it down and put it out with the ball of my foot.
He looks like a Japanese gang member right now.
Yeah, so cool.
And the sun's like getting close to the horizon, you know.
Me and my friends really need to have a private conversation. We'll meet you at the tavern. Thank you. You're dismissed.
I can stay here.
Can I roll an intimidation or something?
Absolutely. Okay. You can. Yeah. Give me an intimidation.
I should do it because I'm...
Well, you weren't the one saying things.
I was. I was literally talking to her.
So I rolled a 14 and I've got a negative one.
For fuck's sake. How are you?
I felt like that was a pretty solid sell.
It was. You sold it pretty good, actually. You did sell it good.
It's just this blank expression. Just this little smile.
What okay, fine. You can stay there. We're going to take a few steps away.
All right. And she takes a few steps with you.
Do you guys just want me to just murder her?
Like, no.
She's kind of getting a little annoying.
We can't need to get violent.
Good Lord.
What I'm really good at is
violence.
Let's
just have the conversation.
I kind of don't care if she hears whatever we have to say.
Yeah,
I don't care.
We're all
either.
Friends here.
Nella.
No, we're not.
Stop talking.
I just want to go to the inn and fight Alistair. Like, that's... No,
you would lose. He'd kill you.
No, we wouldn't. But just shut up. If you're going to stay here, you're not going to be involved in this conversation, all right?
We're all going to the inn.
What the hell were we even talking about? We were talking about
going to the... We have food at the inn. Come on.
Nella, for God's sake, shut up.
Okay.
For one second.
So let's... we are a fair
Alex
group.
Alex has done it. He's made the worst character. Yeah. The worst NPC
what were
we've
we talking
ever
about?
Encountered.
Don't so talk here's to the Nella. Thing. Here's
She's
the thing.
Done. She's done.
No.
I don't want to hear it. No.
Caleb Durant or Simon Taban, I don't know what's happening right now, but they
guys
are not leaving.
Day.
Yeah, they are not leaving.
I can tell.
So we need to adapt to the situation. And
what
I propose...
About?
So we, I knew until I just got into that. It was about
big
Val's.
Craig.
Yeah, Val's
yeah,
mom did not think we should go, and we should not go.
Oh, the Gorgon!
Up and just yes. carry her a few yards away.
Or the Medusa.
Thank you.
Easy enough.
Thank God we remembered we had Big Craig.
He's a big fella.
All this distracted me from the fact that we literally just talked about the Medusa.
Big Craig goes and grabs Nella, picks her up, and then walks a ways, you know, about a block down before he realizes he picked up a big sack of grain. Jesus. She rolled a natural 20 in that contest.
All right.
And
well,
so she's just kind of standing there. Says,
"Well, we got a free bag
he's a
of
good
grain.
Guy, did he die?
All
Nella,
right,
Nella,
Craig, come back. Perhaps, it's fine.
Oh, sorry. Nella. Oh, she's. Oh, I. Sorry about
Perhaps
that.
Perhaps you can tell us about the seer.
The monster on the hill.
Not a monster.
Well, whatever. She's kind of a Medusa, but
she's actually really nice.
She is very sweet.
She spreads lies.
Okay.
I think we have enough.
I can tell you're evil.
Okay, let's just stop talking.
Evil.
To her.
I kind of want to murder.
I just can't stand.
Is anybody expecting you at the inn?
Yes, we're all expected to be there.
Okay. Let's just talk about this because I can't.
My mother said that perhaps it would be a good idea if we went and visited the seer.
Smart.
First.
Awesome.
Okay, I think we should go visit the seer.
So show of hands. Show of hands. Her. Let's.
Now,
you know,
she is,
Nella,
we need to make sure that.
Nella is
rules this town with an iron fist.
Nella, okay, Nella, you're now a valued member of the group, and you get a vote.
Thank you.
Okay,
oh, what
you get
you
a vote.
Vote.
Yeah, what are you going to vote for?
So, we should get everybody else together,
okay,
too.
And everyone in
matter.
Favor of going
everyone
to see
matters.
the Medusa
yes,
lady?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so that's
no.
four,
raise
five,
your hand.
Six.
No.
Okay. That's six against one.
Now raise,
Craig raises his hand.
as part
now,
of the group.
Now raise your hand if you want to go. Now raise your hand if you want to go to the inn.
Raise your hand if you want to go to the inn and talk to everybody there and see what their votes are. Maybe they want to go and we can talk.
Are you raising your hand now?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, well, you've been outvoted. I'm sorry. This is a democracy.
But there's other people. We haven't talked to everybody yet.
You're right.
All
right.
They're not a part of the group.
You should go and poll them while we go to the Medusa.
What?
Come back to us here after you've talked to them and taken a tally.
You're supposed to bring more people to the inn.
Let's go to the seer. Yeah.
Should and we make sure that
Nella wants
we,
to tag along? She can.
Should we pop
really
by and make
hope
sure that Corgan
you just try to attack
there?
Us? No. Because we're going to go to the Medusa lady.
Attack? Why okay, would I attack?
We're
you?
Going. And come on,
why
guys.
Would I have any sort
and he's kind of like,
basically,
let's
we're,
go.
We're, hold on. As you guys are kind of heading out, and you're a little
I can,
quicker.
I can 100% tell that
she
if,
is trying to tag along.
If this was a video game, that tavern would just be wiped out by the time I walked through.
That's okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Smoke, no, but seriously, should billowing. We check on Corgan and Dorgan if they're there?
I don't think so.
They're on the boat. Where do we think Corgan
I trust
and Dorgan
mom.
I wouldn't have thought that they were at the inn unless you guys had said so. So
yeah, I didn't think they were either, but I really want to make sure they're okay. So
if they're not okay, Brooch isn't okay.
But you think like, they're at the inn? What do you think?
I think we should go see the seer.
Yeah.
But I think we should go see the seer because I trust mom.
But okay, but if Corgan and Dorgan are there...
Why would they be there and not Brooch?
Well, Brooch would be on his boat.
I don't know. He keeps saying
are you wondering
Corgan
if anyone was at the inn?
Yeah.
I know everybody that's at
are
the
two
inn.
Two orcs named Corgan
there's
and Dorgan.
There's lots of orcs there. There is a Dorgan.
Don't give
yes.
them the name.
I feel like you're
Dorgan's
just
very common.
I'm not lying.
There is
I'm telling the truth. There is an orc named Dorgan at the inn.
No, well, that's a common name.
That's a common name
we
now.
We already met one Dorgan, and we killed him.
Just what about Corgan?
I don't remember.
They're brothers.
Maybe, probably then he was with some other orcs.
Simon's walking towards the Gorgon. He is still leaving town. Like,
yeah,
he has
yeah.
left this conversation
and
behind.
Medusas and Gorgons are different in this world.
You're going to have to keep a.
He knew
a,
who I was talking
I know,
about.
It bothers
a jogging
me too.
Pace at least to keep away from this.
That's
town.
Fine. I'm using all of it.
Okay. All right. Everybody run.
Yeah.
Let's
go ahead
go
and
Medusa,
let's get a let's get an athletics check from everybody.
Nella, you go check on my orc friends. Go.
Yeah. I'm gonna
check.
Are we
you
on?
Guys.
We're on a coastal town now too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean that doesn't do anything for this.
It doesn't help. No.
Yeah.
I'm maintaining a pace with Simon.
Good Lord, this woman.
You said athletics?
That's
athletics, yeah.
19.
13.
19,
13.
7.
Plus 7 to
why
my
are the
role.
Rangers not... That's all that 18. Smoking.
Yeah, the
a,
smoking.
Yeah.
He's coughing. He's
it's
coughing.
Ruining.
Worth it.
What was it?
18.
18. Okay, yeah. I would say good around. You can pick up the slack for Simon.
You can... Yeah, I've got a name. Thank you. You could pick up the slack.
after a few, maybe a dozen or so blocks, you think you lose her.
Then immediately I cast Pass Without a Trace.
Okay.
Ooh, smart.
Gotcha. Do you want to take the rest of this kind of stealthy, take back alleys, try and not
yes.
be
hurt?
Well, we get a plus 10. I don't think it matters how stealthy we try to be.
Well, that's if you are stealthy. So yeah. like if you're
you
trying
have
to,
be,
to main,
be stealthy.
Yeah. And so if you want to like yell and gallop, you know, cause a ruckus down the thoroughfare, that would be a different than sneaking. So if yeah, if you want to try and take these kind of back alleys,
let's lose
the
this
cliffs,
annoying
try
lady.
And get there. Go ahead and give me a group stealth check.
Is it you get advantage or just a plus 10?
Plus 10.
Oh, I rolled a natural 20.
Woo!
There we go.
Bag it up. Bag it up.
I haven't gotten a new bag.
Whoop, whoop.
We get a plus 10?
Yeah.
Plus 10.
Oh, yeah, because...
I know.
That's a 27.
Craig
27.
Helped us out quite a bit.
Oh, hell yeah!
Oh!
I have...
That's one of the ones that Craig got
some
us.
Some Guju Zen minis. Oh, my God. These guys
You're
are
welcome.
Gonna... Oh, they're squishy?
Yeah, dude. It's Gujitsu.
Oh, my God. They're squishy. And you can stretch them.
Gujitsu.
I'm super stoked for this.
They're like mini Stretch Armstrongs?
Yeah.
But they're Marvel, I think.
Are they?
No. Oh.
At a Dollar Tree? At a
no.
Tree?
That's one that Craig got us.
There's like street sharks, and there's dragons, and there's tigers, and there's crocodiles. I got the crocodile and the dragon.
They have that's cool. They do have Marvel Gujitsus, and I know this because there's a variety store across the street. Because
you're watching three eBay auctions right now, aren't you?
I'm trying to get the freaking Miles Morales Gujitsus.
and they are 4 years older or plus, so I'm safe.
You're safe, yeah.
Oh. And see, I
barely.
Said Marvel because I thought that was Hulk and Iron Man at first,
okay.
Based on the colors.
That's the goal.
That's what they're trying.
Their plan
to go
worked.
For.
Yeah.
All right.
So anyway,
now
27.
I'm so stoked.
21.
21.
It would be 20 plus so 30 plus. I think I'm trained in stealth. Also,
yeah. Let's see. Let's see how stealth.
Oh wait,
you
yeah.
Are.
So, I'm sorry, I got 27.
Oh, 27.
I am trained in stealth, which makes it a plus 6, so that's 36.
Gotcha, yeah.
Wow.
Because you've got a good dex,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Perfect, yeah. No, that works out. Ben?
17.
17, not too bad. About what Craig and Helena got.
You should just say it out loud because we're all being silent while you're saying it.
I was hoping you guys would fucking keep playing.
Yes, that is the whole reason for the name.
I thought Craig. So, yeah. But I yeah. Panicked yeah. Because we have a Craig. Because
it was something different. Yeah. It was something different. And so, yeah, no, Big Craig's named in offer of our favorite gift
our
giver.
Sweet
our
patron.
Own patron. Patron.
Yeah.
Like, our patron.
Good stealthing. A few stumbles by Big Craig and Helena, you know? But they keep each other safe.
I'm bouncing all over the place with my 45 minutes.
Yeah, for about half of the walk through this city, you don't know where Ace is. And then you see Ace. And then you don't know where Ace is.
Yeah.
He's just kind of like helps you with like a little crack in the street.
But you are able to kind of circle the east side of town and get towards the north side. And as you get towards that north gatehouse, you can see Safe Travels from there. It's this big, you know, it's like 15 different buildings that have been glued together almost and built, you know, walkways in. And there's probably 100 different entrances into this place. It's this big, you know, section of the town where Safe Travels
Gorgon
is.
Gorgon and Gorgon standing on a balcony.
Yeah, do you see them?
You can't see, from where you are, you can't really even see the ground floor, just like the, you know, third, fourth, and fifth stories of it. And you also see this odd muddy mass on the side of it.
Oh.
With just big holes
battered
throughout.
Like a parasitic.
And you see this black cloud of buzzing insects above it.
You guys, we've seen this before.
We should just light the building on fire as we pass.
But what about the fair mayor inside? Is this not?
No.
Okay.
Benthic is just miles below.
Yeah.
No. Not the mayor.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
This mayor.
The grand or
the regional mayor.
Yeah, she's like up above the town, like up in these ruins that are on the top of the cliff.
We should probably burn the bugs.
And so you guys are like at the north side of town, at the base of the hill that goes up to those old ruins.
Because we know that they're bad.
Medusa is.
They are bad.
Range and create bonfires.
I've had nothing but trouble with them.
What do you guys
what kind of range like you got for
60 feet?
That's not far enough.
But I have Pass Without a Trace on.
Can we like arc it?
What? I'm confused. I'm not in the loop here.
Hail Mary, the bonfire.
Create bonfire. It just needs to be within 60 feet.
For to burn down safe travels.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, we're gonna shoot.
I think a cantrip and even an hour of uninterrupted time is not gonna do a lot to this massive building.
Okay, I know it's a cantrip and all, but it's a bonfire. That's pretty significant.
It's a big building. It's 15 different buildings that have been added to.
How big is this arson?
Is gonna take some.
Well, how big is this growth with?
Yeah, but once the fire takes off, I can then create more bonfires.
Totally understand that. I'm just saying, if you're wanting to
do
like a big fire, like set this thing on fire, I think that would be an undertaking. Absolutely.
Let's go talk to the seer.
We're going to go to the seer.
Let's talk to her.
Going up the hill to the ruins. Okay.
She'll know more about what's going on. And she'll be turned to stone or some shit when we get there.
Tell me the HP pool of this building, and we'll start talking real math. No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
Just joking.
I think I can find some rules for it. It's 15 different buildings.
I start attacking the building with my dagger.
And a lot of this stuff is, you know, built of stone.
Oh, well, that's fires still happen in buildings like that.
Absolutely. Like, absolutely, you can set on fire.
I'm not gonna.
I think, yeah, it'd be just a little more.
I appreciate... what you're laying down.
Yeah. You guys head up the hill.
I submit is what he's saying.
He's like, fine, I'll play your game.
The problem is if we do go to the seer, did anybody think about the fact that we have to have like an offering?
I think she'll see us. Just okay,
fine. Yeah, let's go. We're offering her service at this point.
Yeah. Here we go.
All right.
Her city's about to get.
Hello, seer. How are you
guys
doing?
Pass by about halfway up the hill, the spot where you had the fight with that demon. See, there's kind of the clay pools and stuff, and there's a couple of dead bodies that are just in some of the areas where they gather clay.
Were they here before?
Not that you remember. Everyone was alive that you remember.
That ain't good.
But yeah, it just looked like the workers caught out and just laying in the mud. You go up further to the top of the hill, and you're at the very beginnings of the ruins, the kind of path that leads to this old castle. This is where you saw a bunch of people that were building and creating, like, you know, sculptures.
I think I have one of the statues.
Yeah. You see, you know, there's half broken ones and some that are being made, but no one's here working on
them. I have a statue of a clay bird from the training area.
There you are. So yeah, this is right where that came from.
Yeah, I think we can, let's forgo any offering and see if we can get in.
Was there any obvious like means of death for those bodies that we saw on the way up?
They were laying face first in the pools.
They weren't like torn apart or slashed up or anything.
They weren't petrified. Weren't stone. No. Yeah. Yeah, not sure how they died. You know, it'd be a closer inspection if you wanted to find that out.
Let's just go. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, we're here now.
Start passing by the stone people, that litter the walkway towards the castle itself. And you see the massive entrance to this place. There are a number of new stone figures, and it's probably 36 or so. And it looks like they're racing towards the entrance and have been caught mid-run.
Guys, I think we should wait here for a second and maybe think about what our next move is.
I'll walk forward, and if she petrifies me, you guys figure out how to get past her and unpetrify me.
No, I'm going to run. And I start running.
You start running? What does everyone else do?
I shoot him.
In the back. Good riddance.
I'm actually just going to call out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm just going to... what was her... Do we remember her name?
The Grandor is what she's referred to. It's like her title, her name, all in one.
Dear Grandor...
Scary lady!
It's Valen and his friends, and I'm also
here... Hey, big scary lady!
I'm also here with my mother, Helena, who I believe you are familiar with.
Yeah, my mom's here!
We come in peace. We don't want to fight you. We require your help.
I'm here.
And you're running towards the entrance. And as you hear these words, they echo through the chamber in here. You run through the entrance where those you know, stone figures are. And you all see him running, and then you see him running towards you.
Like,
and you like
an optical
as you're
illusion?
Almost entering the place, you just take a step forward, and it's a step behind you, and now you're just backwards.
Hey.
Does he see the view of us now?
He sees you. Yeah, you guys are facing each other.
Guys, something just happened.
I thought you were running in. What happened?
I believe there's some kind of magic here.
Yeah, no, something.
You didn't change your mind.
I did not turn around, but I am now.
Mother, would you know anything about this?
It seems like some sort of protection.
Right.
And you see kind of this odd gold shimmer just kind of like a waterfall fall down where that entrance is. And the inside that was kind of dark and you couldn't see lightens up. It looks like it has been removed now that somebody's called.
Mm. Okay. Well, then I will walk forward.
No, you're just going to turn around.
Oh, no, I think it's...
No,
okay.
I just did this.
Ace, let's just let him try.
Grandor, we're coming in. Again, we're here on peaceful terms. We just want to know what's going on. I'm going to walk forward.
Okay. You get to the archway, take a step forward, and keep walking through.
I follow.
See? You follow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for dropping by, friend. In the meantime, why don't you visit bit.ly/humbleinn and buy yourself something fancy on Humble Bundle. Help us keep the ale flowing around here. You can also leave our bartenders and troopers a tip over at patreon.com/inn@the-end. We hope to see you here next week. Until then, grab your sword and keep on adventuring.